from Tidbits on June 1st, 2009. This is the audio edition of Expanding Password Protected Archives, written by Adam C. Angst. My aunt recently purchased a book on how to learn Spanish that came with a bunch of downloadable audio files. However, the files were compressed in zip archives that used a simple password from the book itself. She knew the password, but when she downloaded the files using Safari, macOS 10's archive utility sprang into action, tried to expand the zip archives, and promptly threw a completely meaningless error dialog. Stumped by the error dialog, my aunt asked me what to do. For someone like me who's been using the Mac for years, the solution was obvious. Use a free copy of Smith Micro's Stuffit Expander to expand the file, since Stuffit Expander is perfectly capable of expanding password-protected archives. When I thought about it from her point of view, however, I could see how the problem would seem daunting, especially since the web page that provided the downloads hadn't offered any suggestions for utilities to use. Curious if there were other programs that would meet my aunt's needs as well, I poked around a bit and came across The Unarchiver, another free program that claims to expand many more formats than macOS 10's built-in archive utility. When I tested it with a password-protected zip archive, it too performed admirably. I'm sure there are other options out there too, but how many free utilities do you need for the same simple task? Perhaps SnowLeopard will feature a more capable archive utility that can handle more formats and password-protect archives, putting this minor confusion to rest once and for all. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and hope this helped any minor confusions you may have had.